You slide it up. Okay. Good morning. We are in Tafkuf Menhei. Hopefully people heard the shiur somewhat yesterday. I don't know, however. Technical difficulties. We are up to Tafkuf Menhei. Vav. Ein Kaisvin. So discussing about Ksiva and Chol Hamoed. It seems to me there's a bit of a discussion. What exactly? I'll just bring a little bit background because we get into one Nakuda over here. Ksiva is a Maisa Uman. Now it used to be that they had Seifim who wrote. Regular people usually didn't write. They had official writers. So Ksiva was a Maisa Uman. However, what you know, the Ramaz Mekel to a certain is Mekel by Tzarchei Mitzvah, Tzarchei Rabbim to write Ksav Meshita, which is handwriting, Mikaron. But by Yachid, the minig is to be Machmir. He says the minig is to be Machmir by Ksav Meshita. The Machaber is not Machalik. And of course, you're allowed to write for Davar Ove. So it's up to Siv Vav. Ein Kaisin Shtar Chov B'moi. We don't write Shtar Chov, if someone's borrowing money, you don't write a Shtar for that on the Moed. If you don't trust him, if the Malva does not trust the Leiva, which in general is always a good thing to have something written down. I mean, you're talking about Ma'amina, you're talking about, unfortunately, in Bezdin, half the stuff, half the problems are because people aren't clear and don't write things down. We're talking about, Ma'amino is someone like, your son, I don't know, whatever. Levit tzarech l'malos, the Levit needs malos, needs to pay for yontif. Or she'en lo sefer ma'yoychal, or you want to go ahead and support the sefer. Hare ze yichtov, then he can write. That's why I just pointed out that obviously we must be talking about a case. I mean, I'd have to look through, in Choshev Mishpat, but not about a case of Ma'amino where, it has to be something like really Ma'amino, like Roshiva. Like you're talking about, someone who you really trust, your son. I don't know. But generally, it's better. You shouldn't write it without a star. Since it's Davar Oved, you can write a Shtar Mechira if he wants to sell something Tzarech HaMoed, you're allowed to do that. Aval Ein Lichtov Shtar Arisus V'Kablanos Shekiba Kodom HaMoed, you can't go ahead and write Shtar Arisus V'Kablanos because Shtar Arisus Kablanos, they're... Well, you would say in the older English sharecroppers, that means someone who works on commission. Arisas and Kablanos are people who work on commission. Usually, the arisas used to be where they worked the land on commission of a third, a certain amount of produce that they would produce. So there's a certain shtaris that would write. So that you shouldn't do because truth is, arisas and Kablanos is also to do on. It is no heter to do it. He's not a poil. He's not someone who he's working the field. And we'll get produce. He's not a day worker. He's not a day worker or a salary worker. So therefore, there's no heter for him to work. Normally, unless it's some davar oved in the field, but that's not. So you can't write a shtar, arisas or kablanos. Zayin kol dvarim shemuter lichtoiv afiyu below shili muter. Anything which is muter davar oved, tachir rabin, tachir mitzvah, things like that. It's muter to write afiyu below shili muter. You can write straight, write it normally. Anything which is also, I feel like the shinoi also. Shinoi does not help. Right? We're not talking about over here. We're not. The question we're going to get into: what does shinoi do? Is shinoi make it into? It makes it into my sehejet. It's a little bit unclear. Either lechara makes it into my sehejet. My sehejet is that you do something. The shinoi. What shinoi are we talking about over here? Mr. Burris says, Machonim say we're talking about the shuni in a derech siva. You hold it in the funny way like this, or what Magen Avraham brings, and you know, and everyone, you know, everyone's, you know, very machmir when they saw, you know, use their left hand, use this. Magen Avraham says, if you're writing something, all you need to do is write it in the diagonally. You write the first line. You don't write it straight. You write it diagonally, and then go from there. And then that's obvious. This thing you're writing is not a ma'isa uman. It's a ma'isa hedyot, and that's enough of a shinui. There are other shitas that hold that you have to go discuss that you should write broken letters. Obviously, person who writes you write shorthand, that would be a shinui. There's no problem if it's a tzarech. That lechor would be, you know, would be okay. Because according to the Ramah, according to the Mechaber, if it's Motor Sunnah, it's Asr, it's Asr. According to the Ramah before, it says the Minig is B'machmir, however, it's by right B'shinui, it's Motor. so we're talking about, we're talking about in that case, we're talking about Ksav B'shita, you're talking about not actual Ksav, you're talking about something which is not, Sheila Shalom, which is not Mamach Tzarech Hamoi, it's a good thing. Then you should write Bishinui. You don't have to write with your left hand. You can write, you know, whatever. Question is also with kids. Should your kids write normally or not? They want to draw a picture. They want to write. You know, should you tell them whatever? So it seems to be a bit of a machlokes. You know, but etzim with kids. So you can let it two ways. Yes, technically they're kids. So what? Let them write. You know, whatever. But I think there is an idea of being mechanic. Kids to know that you don't write a Chol Hamoed. It's not such a big deal. I mean, you know, you have to, every time they crash, you don't have to like, oh, whatever. We don't write Chol Hamoed. You don't have to go ahead and pop, you know, I'm not getting to Chinuch, you know. But Uncle Paddy, they should have no idea that we don't, it's something we do. We don't write a Chol Hamoed. It's a macabre idea, at least. Hagao beluchos shoshava. If you have a wax block, mutar lichta if you sheinu ksava miskayim. Well, there's a shayla over here. Where was the sheinu ksava miskayim? Now some say the pshat is what's the pshat? Either it's they ask a question on the Ramah. What do you mean? Ksava sheinu miskayim is also usher on the. It's also usher on Shabbos. So what's not ksav miskayim? So either they say that over there you're talking about you're writing on top of a it's on top of a paper with some wax there and you're writing in that, that's made to be erased. But here it's in a block of wax. That's it. The Gra says something interesting. The Gra says that since by Shabbat it's not a malacha, so therefore it's not. You don't have to worry about it over here. Shmasha from the Gra that the one of the main issues of ksiva is that tircha, not ma'isa uman. It's the idea of malacha. It's malacha. It's malacha Shabbos, and therefore it's ksav sheinu miskayim. Once you get it down to the rabbanon already, then that makes things different. Question is if you have to write something down, what's better, type it in the computer or to write it by hand? You know, which one is better? So it's a bit unclear. If you go with the tzad, I think if you go with the tzad, that's talking about malachos. So first, you have the Ramah over here. You have the ksav sheinu miskayim by your computer is ksav sheinu miskayim, and already you have the Ramah to rely on. The Gra says it's, you know, that, you know, by Shabbos it wouldn't be a malachos deraisa unless you say, now what about the, you know, writing on the computer or writing on the phone, whatever whatever the electricity you're using. Okay, that's one side. Then again, he's writing tziva, so according to the Gra, it's a malacha, so that would be more chomor. I guess if you write pishinuis, I don't know. I don't know if one's better than the other. You know, if he wants to type and so he has it clear, it's better. If he wants to write pishinui, he can write pishinui. But to write straight or to write, if it's tzarech hamoed, I don't know if there's any reason one mile or one or the other. Misha shalcho lishol imenu sheila ve'ein hashlich ritzelis achiv aracher hamoed. Someone who wants to send a shayla and the shliach does not want to wait And so Achar Moed, Mutu Lakosva, you can write it. A guy can't wait around, he has to travel, you're allowed to write it because it's Davar Oved. Echem Mutur Lahatika, Eshechoshuv Davar Oved, you're allowed to copy over the question or anything like that because it's. That's Davar Oved is something where, you know, even, you know, you have to write it down because they want, like, the guy's leaving, the guy, whatever, it'd be important to do. Test Vim Shama Dvar Chiddush. If you go here a shir, you want to write down the shir, you know, then you can write it down, you know, for you, so you won't forget it. If you see a sefer mutal ha'atikai, it's mutal to copy it over. If you can't copy it achar moed, you understand this? Well, what about copyright? Okay, if you're talking about, first of all, if you're talking about a general sefer that used to be getting around Sfarim was hard, and you finally found the Bali Tosfos or something, you want to copy it down. It's fine. In regular copy, regular Sfarim, you have the Shach, you have the Chassam Sofer, who will say that if every Divrei Torah is motivated to go ahead and to copy it down, that's not taking anything. That's Divrei Torah. They don't have specific rishus over it, and that's based on Tosefta. That you are allowed to copy it over as long as you're not being mazik the guy by doing that. And they say usually, well, Moshe Hill, I think whatever, that to copy a couple pages, you know, photocopy a couple of pages from a sefer is not going to mazik. It's not like you're photocopying a whole sefer and putting it out. You copying a few pages from a sefer, you know, is lechor would be okay. So too over here on Chol Moed. Danin bein dinim mamonos bein dinim nefashos. You dan bezdin can run mamonos and nefashos because it's someone is a davar of it. And they can put a charamim out or punish those who were not makabel the din. And nowadays we don't makin. No one, you know, there's no bezdin which hits. But there's other you know ways that bezdin can force a person or you know sort of into doing different things, not just putting signs up about him. But that there are other ways. Mutter likbol b'shvil chayvaisa b'socha moed. You're allowed to. They used to announce by the bima. I guess after shachris and whatever. Anyone who owes me money is in cherem if they don't pay. And everyone should know different things. It's different things that they do that we don't do nowadays. It used to be that they would just put out and say that anyone they would get up and announce anyone who owes me money. Or if anyone who owes me money should tell me, or otherwise they'll be in chayyim. So that's motu to do on Chol Moed. Tafkuf Memvav, about Erusin and Kedushin. Ein noisi nashim b'moed. Lo besulos, lo almanos, lo b'yavnim. We don't marry women on Chol Moed, and not besulos, lo almanos. And there's a few different reasons why the Gemara brings. One reason is you know, Eim Arvin Simcha b'Simcha. Second reason, and we learned that out of from Rachel and Leah. Another reason is because of the fact that the drasha b'samachta b'chakecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Others say because of tircha, because you know make a chasna, you know you're not going to be able to focus on chag. And the fourth shita holds that. If everyone just, you know, the way, you know, the Chol Moed is vacation time. So therefore, you know, just like in America, everyone waits for Sunday to go ahead and to have a chasna. A lot of people do. So, because then people have off work. So Chol Moed, everyone has off work. So everyone would push off all the chasnas to Chol Moed. And there's Bittul Pirei V'Rivia, no one's going to get married. It's two times a year. So therefore, the Chachamim said it's aser. The Edson we paskin Eimar Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's the main sheet that we paskin like. Paskin ask, what about Purim? Is Purim, you ought to, the Magen Avraham asked it later on, if it's Purim, you ought to go ahead and get married on Purim. And he's Machmir. Those were Mekel, whatever, because what exactly is, what's the Simcha here we're talking about? Eimar Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You know, Simcha's Ishto. It's the idea that not that we're making a chasna. Let's say it's a shoeva, right? So if you know, we just put a chasna in the middle, you know, throw a few Od Yeshama's in, and yalla, you're already making a simcha anyway, so what's the big deal? Right? It's not like that's a zotircha, you don't do anything, everyone's dancing around anyway. So the issue is, it's for the chosen himself, the chosen kala, that they're going to be so focused on what's called being simcha. Simcha, it means to just be happy with each other, focus on each other. It doesn't mean, it also means dancing and singing. That's not the ikar simcha, is they're happy that they're getting married, and that joy, it's the joy of getting married, not the rikudim. So even if you go ahead and stick a chosen in the middle of the simcha d'shoeva, it's not going to help, because the problem is with him. He won't be able to focus. So that's why it's ema arvin simcha b'simcha. Mutar la'aretz levad shelo yaseh sudas erisin. You're allowed to be ma'aretz. You're allowed to do kiddushin. Used to be the kiddushin. that as long as you do a sudas erisin ha'arus beveis arusalsa b'shas erisin, that it shouldn't be in the sudas erisin shouldn't be in the kala's house at that time. Shiduchim, is definitely okay. Doing a vart, I don't know. Umotar lasus vikudim umecholos. However, it is mutter to go ahead and after they make the erusin to dance and sing, because again, dancing and singing is not, that's not the simcha of the chasna that we're talking about. Yes, it's more, it's most of the simcha, but the simcha is it needs to dance around the chasna and say how wonderful the kala is, and that's makes him have cheshek for the kala. That's the simcha. Oh, you're such a chashuv kala, I'm getting married, whatever. So it means we could be mecholos. That doesn't make a difference. But if he has a sudas erusin in the house of the aros or whatever, so then already he's focused on the woman he's gonna marry. So that's they're gonna marry each other, whatever. That's a problem. Lastly, sudas aros im mireyav wants to make a var shelov beisav v'saso. Or he wants to, again, we're not doing erusin, so they just want to make a vart in the house of Chora, it's okay. If they do, they do it here in Eretz Yisrael. Some people, or many Israelis, and generally do that. And the erusin is fine. Nowadays, okay, whatever, you have to ask a Shaila, a Mutter. But these are mutter. Now, the reason why erusin is mutter on Chol Hamoed is famous discussion. Shmuel says, because maybe someone's going to chop this girl away from you. So the Gemara asks, what about Kosh Baruch Zavik Zivugim? And so it says, Shem Yekinu Acher Berachamim. So the Gemara brings the Maaseh that someone was davening. And the person can go ahead and daven. I want that girl, whatever. Whatever, and chop her away. And so the Gemara says that Rava saw someone davening, and he's like, oh, we don't do that. It's not the way we do things. So he saw the guy davening. Well, I don't get to marry her. We both should die. Also, that's not okay. So the truth is that, so just to get slightly a side issue, this is Zeh Makom, comes to Zivugim and stuff and whatever, is so what's pshat? I mean, we have to have a certain amount of bitachon, how do we know a person has a Zivug, didn't have a Zivug and whatever? The truth is that Rishas Chachma brings, they talk about that there's some scary things. Zeh Shimshon says that if a person, if a woman, or they daven for a specific person, it could be it'll work, but it's going to be goring. It might be goring misa chas v'shalom to them as they get older. It's going to be the marriage is going to be terrible. Or Rashi Chochma says some idea that if it's a wrong zivug, then the woman, the wife can, his first zivug, she might die, so he can marry the actual zivug. Scary stuff. The Lamai says is that Ramosha writes in Drash Moshe, he says that a person shouldn't make cheshbonos of is my zivug rishon, is my zivug rishon. There's a whole bunch of shitas about it, and it shouldn't work. He says you should not worry about it, because sof this is who you're supposed to marry. However it came about, and however whatever, this is still from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you know, after a person's cheshbon, these are cheshbon shemayim. You wanna get into the Sodas HaTorah. Fine, you know, whatever. Shim is zivu, not my zivu guy, whatever. But since you can always daven and change things, whatever. He says the person has to have bitachon and muna and bitachon that this woman I married is my zivu. That's what Hashem wanted. Did I make a mistake? Did I do that? You know what? A person should never. He says the chacham person should think that because this is what Hashem wanted. You didn't make a mistake. It wasn't your zivu. Yeah, whatever. Okay, I don't know. There's different shitas. Lo mishaneh. But a person has to be mamin and. Although he says it's a big avla if a person is not mamin. This is my zivug. They're having some shalom bias problems. Oh, I must have married a wrong zivug. Chas v'shalom. This is the zivug. This is what Hashem wanted you to marry, and that's all you really need to think about. Mutar beis mutar lahachzer grushasa min anesuin. You are allowed to go ahead and machzer his grusha from the suin, because that's not so much simcha. And there still is the idea that there's sort of like the idea of there's still some of a kesher. She never got married again. There's still a little bit of some sort of kesher. All these things. It's not really a big simcha, so they're allowed to get married again. Hakol mutar and lisa be'erev haregel. Everyone is mutar to get married on erev yom tov. Lasa a suda be'erev and do they can do shor brachos on the regular. It's, not uncommon to have Sharif Brachas in the Sukkah, Seder, it happens. People do it. Bein Basulos, Bein Amanos, it doesn't make a difference. You want to say, well, maybe Basulos even more. Amana, I understand, it's not so much Simcha, but Basulos is more Simcha, the Afal Pikein. The Iker Simcha is the Chasna. So afterwards, it's, anyway, Sharif Brachas anyway is only... Rishos, it's not a chiyuv to do shor brachos every single day, every single meal. Lashon Chazal is if the friends, the people come to the chasson kala, come sit and eat with the chasson kala, and there's a minyan, so they bench, they say shor brachos. Yeah, let's say it's a marbet simcha to make shor brachos a beautiful thing. It's not it is a chasson thing, but it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv, to do that. So therefore, that's not like the Iker Simcha. The Simcha already happened. It's just Moshe Simcha. So therefore, it is Mutar. In other words, even to have an Erev Yom Tov to go ahead and have a, and you can have the Suda at night is also like they used to be in Europe. Because they didn't have enough money. They used to make the Sudas by just they used to share make it by Suda Shabbos because they didn't have meat for one meal whatever. So they used to do it by an Erev Shabbos. For Suda Shabbos, and so too, it's mutter to do for an Erev Yom Tov, because the Iker Simcha is in the beginning, the L'chupa, and not even the first Suda. Dalet mutter la'asayis beregel Sudas brismila, and Sudas pidgin haben. There's no problem to make any of these Sudas, even though it's the Eim Arvin Simcha, but Simcha, that's only Simcha of Nisuin and Erisin, which is completely, occupies a person's mind. That's fine. Oisa isha kodach shiteh b'moed. A woman can beautify herself in any which way she wants to. Kochelas pokeses pirush mechakas sara lekan and lekan. That she has hair, and talking about whether she's married or not married. Even a married woman, she covers her hair, but she can go ahead and comb it to the side, and make it look nice. She can go ahead and do face masks and all these types of things. As long as this thing can be done on the moed. She's allowed to shave her body hair, maybe even with a shaver. And she can go ahead and shave the sides over here so the hair doesn't stick out from the hair covering. The reason she'd be allowed to, this add-on thing, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that by the Mice of Amnon and Tamar, it says that, he became a Krushafcha because Tufus Nima, she had a hair there and it made him ma'akar him. And the Gemara says, because Tamar was a Bastoyar, that hair is a symbol, but used to be the Jewish girls didn't have body hair. It was more beautiful just because of chataim. So eventually they became, you know, they grew hair like the goyim. It's just you know, so therefore, you know, it's a shaki shame, whatever, it's a chashuv thing. It's not a, you know, it's for the mikveh, you know, the start of different things about being sure they shave and stuff, whatever, because it's also a simon of chet, simon of, you know, different things like that. Just to finish with one little joke, you know, I'm not going to be careful to say this. It's an ethnic joke, so whoever the ethnicity is, we'll leave that up to you. Let's just say whatever ethnic group it is that they're not makbid on shaving hair and whatever. So how can you tell the difference between, you know, you're by that group as a wedding? How can you tell the difference between, you know, who the bride is? The bride is the one who has her whose armpits are braided. But you know, that my goy, I don't know, could be a mishaberech if a yidin, it's women are only because of chet, they have seyar, and I guess lasi lovo, you know, women are much easier for women to put the beauticians out of business somewhat. Anyway.